How did they decide on the Seahawks as Germany's team? That's so far.
Racism.
I don't remember why.
Pete Carroll said some weird shit. That's what did it.
Because they did this. This was the thing they did. Like, yeah. So, like, the Brazil got the Dolphins.
Oh,
Germany,
right,
Germany. So Germany got four teams. They got the Panthers, the Chiefs, the Pats, and the Bucks.
Panthers are the perfect Germany team.
Canada. So technically Canada got the Seahawks, which makes a lot more sense. This is just for like home marketing areas or whatever, which I assume has something to do with like what games get shown or whatever.
Yeah.
Spain got the Bears and the Dolphins.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that map. I was just thinking of the Seahawks going to play in Germany. But like, if it was basically just like, we want Tom Brady there, and this is the team they're playing with, you know.
Yes, I think like it was a Bucks thing. And
that's so mean, sending Seattle.
The UK has the Bears, the Jags, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Jets, and the Niners.
What the fuck? The Niners. It would seem to, like, I don't know. It would seem like you'd want, like, the, like, NFC North type teams to be Germany. Because it's like.
Sure.
There's a lot of German people there.
Sure.
I don't know anything, I guess.
There are several teams that are just like the Packers are not on here.
Yeah, yeah. One of your, like, your biggest brands and whatever.
They're just like, the Steelers are in Mexico, which that actually makes historical sense.
Yes, yeah. Because everyone likes the Steelers.
But, like, the Ravens, nope, nothing. I think the Giants don't have anybody. It's weird. Almost everything the NFL is doing in Europe is sort of like, what is the plan here? Other than just, like, we make a shit ton of money when, like, every NFL fan in Germany comes to the one game.
Yeah. It's like the map.
In their fucking Bengals jersey. They're Jeff Blake Bengals jersey.
Whatever jersey they found.
Yes.
The map, it's one of those things where it makes like 10% of it makes enough sense that it tricks the part of your brain that thinks you're going to solve all of them.
Yep.
And so you stare at it long enough until you realize like, no, only 10% of it makes sense.
Right, right.
So the Seahawks are Germany's team. Which
no,
I'm guessing
they went to Germany in this game.
They went to Germany, but they're Canada's team.
They went along because the Bucks are Germany's team.
Yeah.
The Bucks are Germany's team?
Yes, even though they're owned by UK people or something.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Have they marked Europe off into like territories like
kind of. It's like a really half-assed risk game.
It's like a risk game where they started setting up the map and then we're like, oh, right, this means we have to play a whole risk
game. I'm sleepy.
Oh, boy. This game takes way longer than I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
There's only one team in Asia. China got the Rams. That's it. I'm like, Japan?
That makes sense, I guess.
I would kind of figure Japan would get a team.
I mean, you'd want the Niners as like a bigger brand throughout Asia, I would guess.
So you just...
Niners got the colors, too.
So you just gave... You gave a billion... You gave almost 2 billion people the Rams.
Yeah. And they won the Super Bowl. Conspiracy confirmed. Bengals never had a fucking shot, man.
China.
Red China had it.
Everywhere you go
Burrow.
In China. Rams parades.
I knew it.
All they talk about is Jim Everett and
Marshall Faulk for
Henry Ellers
a certain period of time.
They talk about Kurt Warner. They're like, oh,
Mike
God,
Martz's
Warner.
Great leap
Mark
forward.
Bulger. Mark Bulger, hero of the People's Republic.
Kurt Warner just sitting there like going, it's so good to be here in the PRC. Woo! I want to tell you all about the salvation and love of Jesus Christ. No.
Send in Gus Frerotte.
I mean.
Bring us the atheist Mike Martz.
to the Shutdown Full Cast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. Joining me, as always, is Ryan Nanny. How you doing, Ryan?
I want to offer a disclaimer before I present this next question.
Sure.
I have not seen Air Bud, nor have I seen any of its sequels.
You monster.
It's, I too, you know, I too
have never, I've never seen Air Bud.
Also a monster, I guess.
I quit. Yes.
Cerber, have you seen Air Bud?
Obviously.
It's going to be pretty awkward there if you haven't. All right, well, Cerber, I'll ask you then. If Air, so canonically, and I confirmed this with Roger Sherman, at least through some of the Air Bud series, it's the same dog. It's not different dogs popping up that can do a variety of athletic feats, yes?
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Okay. It is really hard for me to believe that if a golden retriever showed up that could have the situational awareness, the problem-solving skills, the physical manipulation to participate in team sports as effectively as Air Bud does,
yeah,
that the government would not seize the dog for military purposes, or at least scientific study. And to my knowledge, this does not happen in the series, correct?
It doesn't. It's interesting you note this, though. I had a dog when I was a child that played football with me. Mm-hmm. One day that dog disappeared. And we never saw Bluto again. What I did see about a year and a half later was the very first Air Bud film.
Hold on. I'm going to add some podcast value here by ensuring that we join conspiracy theory bro territory and thus ascend to podcast immortality, sure, and yeah, millions of dollars by, yeah, dropping this line.
That's crazy, man.
So, Server, is it your contention that Disney stole your dog and used it as the inspiration for the successful film franchise we know as Air Bud?
Yes, and the current Star Wars series. Andor.
Okay. We've gotten off to a superb start, Ryan, so thank you for introducing that, and the fact that Roger Sherman is the internet's foremost expert on all things Air Bud.
Oh, yeah.
You consulted, well, you consulted him like he was legal code on this.
Well, he was already in a Twitter thread talking about Air Bud, and I asked him a question, and of course he was like, here's an entire article I wrote about this subject.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, Roger has taught me a lot of things in the time that I've known him. I don't know how many of them are useful, but here's another useful thing Roger has taught me. You know how occasionally people be like, why does this person have, like, the dumbest, grainiest Wikipedia photo? Mm-hmm. Roger knows the answer to that, and Roger taught me the answer to that, which is that Wikipedia can't use photos that have any like, rights holder to them. So yeah, frequently it'll just be, like, this wiki editor had a friend who was at a jazz game and took a camera phone picture of Olden Polynice in 2002. And that's why that's his wiki photo.
I like this all comes back to Olden Polynice. Like,
well, that's because Roger bought a Olden Polynice game worn warm-ups. I don't know if it was the full set, but it was definitely, mm-hmm, way too big for him.
It was. No, look, Roger's height, full disclosure, Roger's height is like 6'2". He's a big dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like Olden Polynice full height, 6'10". It looked like he was wearing his dad's clothing.
He would wear this to the office, not frequently, but not infrequently.
Not infrequently. Like, you'd notice, right?
He was the best. He's not dead, but...
He's not dead. Okay. Thank you. That's an excellent start. That other voice you heard is Michael Cerber, who's our producer and occasional Air Bud enthusiast. Jason Kirk also joining us. Jason Kirk, you have never seen Air Bud?
Spencer, I'm curious. What makes you say that with that sort of confidence?
It's a guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no confidence. My confidence rating in this opinion, zero.
I'm going to go the other way. Jason has frequently referred to the number of cousins scurrying around, nephews and cousins and such scurrying around his house at various points of this podcast. And so yeah. I think he has at least, like, been Air Bud adjacent.
Okay. 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 Zerber, place your bets.
Have you seen it?
Air Bud for me is in that class of movie along with Pulp Fiction and Titanic in which I know everything that happens, but I've never seen it.
You know what? I think we're all right. We're all right on this one.
That can't be, but sure. Go ahead.
Sure. No, I'm going to go ahead and say that we're all right and that, okay. that he has both seen it and not seen it.
I think my contention on the question of has Air Bud been compromised by the government is obviously yes. Yeah. But as counterprop to make us think about the fact that he hasn't been used by the military, sort of conspicuously serving as counter evidence against conspiracy theories.
Oh, right? I see. Like, here's this amazing basketball dog. So all those rumors you've heard about Sniper Dog, you should just put to rest because yeah. Basketball Dog is the cool dog we're all talking about.
Yeah, look at the incredible asset that the U.S. military generously didn't weaponize against you.
Yep.
So
it was definitely SEAL Team 6 that killed Osama bin Laden and not Air Bud. And I don't know why you would suggest that it was Air Bud.
Air Bud.
How much would it have sucked if you were Osama bin Laden and you're like, hello? You open the door and you get attacked by a celebrity dog and your last thought is that Air Bud?
Not just a celebrity dog. Not a Mastiff, not a Pit Bull, not a Rottweiler. Yep. A fucking Goldie is the one that takes you down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bounding.
Just flicks a football right into your solar plexus as you're recovering your breath and getting your throat torn out. You're like, fuck.
Name's Bud, just motherfucker.
Air Bud windmill dunks on you so hard you pass out, and that is how you...
Your neck breaks.
Like, I feel the bullet pierce my chest. I look up and Garfield is standing there holding a gun, smoking and glowering.
Horror Garfield, of course. From the Reddit horror. The Garfield that will turn you into his, like, hell servant.
Yes.
That guy.
Yes, that's... Yeah. So, okay. We're all right. We're all correct that Jason has both seen and not seen this.
This is... Jason has raised another question for me. Do any of you have a movie that you haven't seen, but you have watched every available clip of on YouTube?
You've seen it piecemeal.
Yes. Like, I have one specific movie like this that, and I enjoy watching clips of it on YouTube, but I never have the desire to go and watch the movie.
What is yours?
The Big Short.
I think that's the ideal way to consume that film.
Yeah,
that's a great way to do it because it's so, like, not only are the individual scenes so episodic, but also the explainer scenes are so self-contained.
Right. And I feel like I have seen the clips enough that why would I go see the whole movie? Whatever hasn't been clipped must be boring. Must be unnecessary, like, connective tissue, and I just want the good meat. Thank you.
Let the internet serve as your fast forward button.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of one like that for me. It's probably like an old action movie with, like, just a lot of bonkers sequences.
I think it's a sad commentary on my cultural palette that I've done this with Roadhouse, but I've also watched Roadhouse a lot.
Sure. That's fine. I think that's fine.
Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I need to see the Terry Funk fight scene at the Double Deuce. I need to see it right now. So I'll just
Roadhouse
go watch,
is not casually on television anymore. Roadhouse is not in that rotation where TBS is like, I don't know, it's Tuesday, let's put Roadhouse. Like,
wow.
But I don't think they do that.
Aged
anymore.
Out or what?
Yeah, well, there's just not Spike TV anymore.
That's a problem, number one. Number two, I think there's some aging out. And I think it's also like there are some little elements of it where it's like, how do you get around the television? What is the television edit of I used to fuck guys like you in prison?
I used to hug. Like,
I used to hug guys.
I used to friend.
I used to know. It's just I used to know guys like you in prison. It's just very harmless.
I used to biblically know guys like you in prison.
Never mind. There are no problems with airing this with airing this on broadcast television, but we just don't anymore.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, there's the other reason why we don't, which is that for years, who's the lead actress in this film? What's her name?
Kelly Lynch.
Kelly Lynch. And she's married to somebody else famous, if memory serves.
She's married to Brian Glazer?
She's married to Mitch Glazer.
Mitch Glazer, sorry.
He wrote Scrooge. He was a writer on Saturday Night Live. He, like, hasn't done that many things. But Scrooge is important because he knows Bill Murray, and supposedly every time Bill Murray would see Roadhouse on television and it got to the sex scene, he would call Mitch Glazer and said, "Hey, I'm watching your wife have sex with Patrick Swayze."
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it's not on TV anymore, because Mitch Glazer just needed a fucking break.
I think my answer is most movies made since the year 1998. It's probably
okay.
Yeah,
because I just don't really. It's a very dad answer.
I don't really have the attention span to just sit down and watch many movies. If I do, I have to be in the theater. Otherwise, when somebody's like, "That movie's really good," I'm like, "Oh, crazy! I'll go watch 3 minutes of it." Like Parasite, yeah, it's got that amazing scene. What about the rest of it? No clue.
Parasite is pretty good.
I think this is me with every movie made before 1998.
But. You should just... So wait, does that mean you and Spencer have never... There are no movies that you've both seen?
I think between the two of us, we have everything.
You've seen every movie?
That's the goal, at least.
That's the positive way of putting it, Ryan. Don't be a pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen every movie combined.
Sure.
Just not together.
just... Okay. Good.
I mean, let me tell you
about the plot of a movie I've seen.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen Django Unchained, but I've watched like 8 scenes from it. It's great. Sure. I highly recommend it to anyone who wants to watch it.
Tarantino films are good for this kind of like YouTube-only activity as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sort of be like, wow, all right. That was fucked up. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a
back
scene.
Back to unloading the dishwasher.
You want to watch 7 people die? You want to watch a random conversation about some pop culture thing that he was fixated on for a month? There you go. You got it all in a minute.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, basically, it's a sports highlight movie, or a sports highlight channel, but for movies, right? Like, hey, here's the good part.
It's useful. It's quite useful.
We showed you the good part. The whole thing is 2 hours long, and you don't want to watch it, but we'll show you all the parts you need.
Anyway, college football.
Yeah, that's right. College football.
College football.
That's a goddamn segue.
That was, man, you fucking nailed it.
Air Bud nailed it, but...
You told me something.
Stupid
you
Disney
told me something.
Kidnapped him. Sorry. What? Yeah.
You told me something in pre-show that I really didn't know, that the official team for the billions of people who live in China is the Rams.
Correct. In December of 2021, according to this NFL.com thing that I'm reading, the league awarded marketing rights to 8 different countries for 18 different teams. And like what that means is kind of weird. It's mostly just like you can have fan engagement and youth football activities and merchandise sales. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure like you can go to any of these countries and, you know, it's not, it's funnier if it's just like, nope, you can only buy a Rams jersey if you live in China. No other jersey is available to you.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird, like, because Europe is cut up into multiple territories, right?
Well, in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. Like, France, nothing. France has nothing.
Italy
has nothing. Germany has the Panthers, the Chiefs, the Pats, and the Bucks. And I think... to how we originally got here, that's why the Bucks and the Seahawks played there recently.
Why the Seahawks had to travel halfway across Earth is because they went along with the Bucks.
Yeah. Spain has the Bears and the Dolphins, and that's it. And the UK has the Bears, Jags, Dolphins, Vikings, Jets, and Niners. But
so
that's it
shared,
for Europe.
Some teams are shared.
Yes.
So the Bears are in.
Like, Australia also has the Rams, but nobody else.
China. The Dolphins
Australia
are in
China.
The Dolphins are in Spain, UK, and Brazil.
And Brazil, yes.
The Rams are also in Mexico. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
It is so
yeah.
This is the worst. This is the worst game of Risk ever played.
It's odd. It's super. Like, some of it, some parts of it, you can. Like, Canada has the Vikings and the Seahawks. Okay. Those are close to Canada. And those are, you know, close to big parts of big population centers in Canada. Okay, fine. Mexico has, you know, Mexico has a lot of teams. It has what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams. But some of them, like the Steelers, are one of those teams. The Steelers were, for years, one of the only teams you could watch on broadcast television in Mexico, like in the 70s, when the Steelers were super good. Spain getting the Bears and the Dolphins? I have nothing.
The Bears and... When I think of the Spanish lifestyle, I think of the Chicago lifestyle. That's it. They're identical. Take a siesta.
Cultural exchange. That's true. They both like naps.
What is a deep dish tapa? What does that even look like?
Love to get
that
a big
pillow. Fucking awesome. Full I'd like to find out.
Love to get a big pillow full of pickles and just take a big old nap. Put my hat on that sogginess. So this leads me to thinking, of course, that, you know, this has to work for college football as well. Just to say that when I heard Germany was the Bucks nation, I was like, that's not right. That's not right. I know of no consistent German love for Pirates. I have not looked up whether Pirates of the Caribbean is huge there. It just doesn't seem to me.
That's a German tourist fucking love Florida.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because Florida's like, you want to wear socks with sandals? Absolutely.
You are the people
right fashion. Fucking rock out. You're ready to go to church in Florida with that look.
Do you want to change in your horrible-looking underwear on the beach in Clearwater? Which
please
I have
do.
Seen an entire family of Germans just drop trow and change. And I will say the nudity was far less shocking to me than the horrible state of their undies, which was even worse.
You want to drink a bunch of light beer and drive as fast as you want? Come to Germany or Florida.
Florida's calling. Yeah.
Every road is the Autobahn here. Every road.
Autobahn with alligators on it.
Like, there, I know several Germans who have lived here long term, and the reaction between them is varied. Some of them are like, it is horrifying how much freedom you have.
Yeah, we know.
None of you should be allowed to exist. And then there is this margin of them, I would say like 33% of them, based on my experience in a data set of three, the one German I know who was like, this is awesome. Germany is full of losers.
I mean,
everyone should own 9 guns.
Think of it this way. If one of the stereotypes is Germany, and there are many, if one of the stereotypes is like German precision, like thoughtfully engineered, super mechanical mind, really focused, that can't be everybody. A country cannot all adhere to one stereotype. So I assume all the Germans who are like lazy and sloppy are like, Florida is for me. I am tired. I don't want to live the Mercedes lifestyle. I want to live the Busch Gardens lifestyle. Yes. Yes, I want to go to a roller coaster with a beer theme. Absolutely.
My heart is calling for Florida.
I think the idea of disregarding hurricanes is fantastic. Do not fear them.
Is every country just a little bit Germany and a little bit Florida? I think so.
I just like the idea that Florida is recruiting Floridians from the German stock, right? Like, hey, you got idiots? Yeah. Send them over here. It's great.
We got room.
Yeah.
Because we keep killing each other.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Listen, you might be worried about running out of territory here. Never fear. We have a natural break on that. It's called Florida. It's called the state. But I heard that and I thought, I know that Germans love one thing, and that's trains. So Purdue has to be the official team of Germany, because
architecture, yeah.
Well, I was going to say the most popular musical there ever, so popular that they built an entire theater, was Starlight Express.
Mm-hmm.
which, thanks to Ryan consistently asking about fake or real musicals, I know is not only a horrifying real musical, but involves people on roller skates dressed up as trains singing songs about their sexy train lives.
Yep.
That's what I know. So, yep. Purdue in Germany.
Purdue Pete has sort of a Germanic quality, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. His expression, no. There's not one.
I am trapped by my emotions and circumstances. I now know what the expression on his face means and says. And it is in German in words that we do not have in English. France doesn't get an NFL team? That's ass.
No. You can give one.
Oh, no, I'm going to give a college team.
Okay.
Right? Because you think about France, and I may take the layup here. I may just go ahead and give them LSU.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Because mother tongue, shared cuisine, right? Yeah. But horrifying enough, I think, for the French that they're like, what is all this pepper? that they would go to a Louisiana tailgate and be like, this is sort of familiar to me, but it's like if my native cuisine grew fangs.
It's also like the quantity of food is going to be very alarming to the French.
Like, oh, stunning.
You know, the French will be like, you've made the soup for the giants.
This is too much France.
You have let France go feral.
But, okay. What is France going to do with LSU as a football institution, specifically?
French sports fans? First of all, French sports fans are absolute hooligans. Like, you would think, like, oh, the French don't. They're just, you know, sports is another little element in, like, their big movable feast of a lifestyle, right? Like, go to the match, I visit my mistress, I go home to my kids and my wife, I wake up. I go to work at 11:30. I leave at 1, right? Like, I have lunch again. Like, you think it was that. Not at all. Not at all. First of all, they're enormous rugby fans. Second of all, they are absolutely the most violent fans, especially when it comes to attacking their own club, which they have done on multiple occasions. With their if they lose a game in League One, sometimes they will attempt to burn down their own team's offices. That has happened. So like, don't sleep on it when they're like, oh, LSU fans will be too. No. Remember, like, we as Americans, we're not about it. We're not. Like, at no point in the entire 25-year history of Dan Snyder's ownership of the Washington franchise did Washington fans actually get off their ass enough to like. So much as protest at the headquarters.
Where is the
much
coup?
Less destroy right. them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, in other words, the LSU fans might have to ask the French to tone it down.
Yeah. Like, we sort of, internet community or whatever, sort of have this notion that, like, oh, SEC fans are the craziest people in sports. No.
We're tame.
Relatively serene.
Yeah. This is, I believe, what on... Well, there's your problem. They have referred to as extremely cucked American behavior. that we actually have a super strong authoritarian streak where we're like, don't do that to the man in the uniform. Yeah, no, the French have no such predilections whatsoever. They will throw whatever they want wherever they want at a sporting match.
I have learned. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Super.
Well, I was famously in France at the Tour de France known for throwing piss. Onto the riders, particularly Chris Froome, three-time Tour champion. Or four, did he? I don't think he won the fourth one. Either way, his validity was called into question one year, and the next year they threw piss on him as he was going down the road. And they've done that to many former Tour champs and many former riders accused of doping, and some not, just because it became a thing. Throw piss on them.
That's I think the most French thing about this is that the Tour has a demonstrated history of of bystanders fucking with the riders or fucking up the race. And if
standing
that happened...
Standing in the yes, middle of their path.
Yes. Like, for decades, this has been the case.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, if that had happened one time, if it had been like, oh, during the Super Bowl, a bunch of Baltimore fans came and threw piss on one team. Maybe Baltimore, who's to say?
maybe Philly. It'd be Philly.
There would be a movement to do something about it, right?
Instant, immediate.
Yes.
Like, yeah, people would lose their minds like it was like, Will Smith, you know, slapping Chris Rock. Yeah.
You know what? My rights end at the tip of my where your rights begin, and sort of like, this is just, we live in a big world where we all have to get along with each other, and sometimes that means you get the piss in the face. Sometimes you get hit with the piss. Sometimes you are the pissants.
Yeah, I picture it like at like the French like Oscars or whatever. If someone gets up and slaps someone, it's like, slap him back.
Yeah, this is the theater of life.
Well, they have like a different their faith in institutions is completely like in their 100 points of respect for institutions. They are completely differently aligned than ours. Like, we're like 98 points police must be right.
Right.
Like that's. You know, we're like, call security. They'll definitely do something, right?
Right.
Which is why the pockets of the United States that have the greatest cultural differences, right? Like, if you're in the South, they're like, well, you better go get the sheriff, right? And in New York, they're like, don't call the cops. Don't. Like, there's an inverse relationship between how near the nearest cop is to you and how much faith you have in the police. In New York, the nearest cop is like 10 feet away, and you're like, don't even look at him. He's not here for us. He's not here for you, right? Whereas if you're out in like El Paso, Texas, you're like, yeah, that's my buddy. He's fine. He's like 20 miles away, and he's the only cop for miles.
I have also learned during the course of this conversation that there was a semi-official position in France when it was a monarchy for like something like 10 or 11 kings called the maîtresse en titre. And this was the chief royal mistress of the King of France. It was a semi-official position which came with its own apartments. So not only was France cool with, like, the king will have a, like, mistress prime, we will give her a house.
Mistress sound like a transporter.
Yes. Yes. And, like, Henry IV, cycled through fucking 8.
That's not cool. You can't have that kind of
turbulent political times.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you don't know. Maybe they got promoted. Maybe they got better jobs somewhere else.
Promoted from within. Sometimes you got to make a coordinator change. Sometimes.
Make her sound like a mech. Behold, Mistress Prime.
But, like, imagine if you went on a White House tour and you were like, oh, yeah, that was the concubine's bedroom back in the day. Yeah, 15 presidents had a living concubine, and we were just fine with it.
Mecha concubine.
But we're
But
you're right. At LSU, that would probably fly.
It would. But like the French would, like in the servers, right? Like in the Tour de France, they would not. They would be like, well, you can't move. The campers are there. People are having the picnic. It's just fine, right? Like, we can't, no more security. Just, you know, look out for the piss. The piss will be fine. Just look out for the piss.
Egalite means anyone can get piss thrown on them.
But they would trust. They would go like, well, we need to go to, like, the head of the supreme high priest of the Federation of Cycling, right? Like, sure. The FIA. Like, sure. All of those extremely bullshit international sporting federations all started France.
It just dawned on me, though. You make a great point. There's like, yeah, sometimes you're gonna get piss thrown on you. At the same time, a German person was standing roadside with a sign trying to get on TV, greeting their grandparents, saying hello, Omi and Opie, and stuck the sign out too far and didn't pull it back in time and wiped out Tony Martin in his final Tour de France. He was like, he's one of the great German riders of all time, even. Irony that he's German.
She had to go into hiding, right?
Yeah, well, they arrested her. They arrested her and charged her criminally. And then I think they ended up like, she only ended up having to pay a fine, but yes, had to go into hiding. It was awful for, and all they just had a sign. Just had a sign.
But you know why? You know why they arrested her? She was German.
Yeah,
France was absolutely, we're arresting the German.
Oh, not she was again. Just trying to say hello to her mother and her father. Mm-hmm. This is beautiful. If it's a German, they're like, lock her up.
Yeah, yeah, immediately.
Like, if it became a tradition at, let's say, the New York City Marathon, where it was like, man, the leaders keep get piss thrown on them. Within a year, before you could get on an airplane, TSA would make you empty your bladder. They would watch. You would be like, you can't get on the plane with piss in your body. Sorry, it's a security thing.
No. You hit
your 6-year-old? Yeah, he's got to pee too.
He's got to go pee.
Sorry. Unless you're 70 or under 3, you got to empty that bladder before you're getting on this plane, brother.
So you have to, if you get on the plane with like 5 ounces of mouthwash, you have to throw it away. But you also have to fill up a 5-ounce jar of pee to prove
that you're tapped out.
I think you have more. Why don't you go try again?
Oh, God. Piss line at TSA was super long. I barely made my flight. Spencer would never make a flight.
But I'd be so dehydrated. They'd be like, you have any piss? I'd be like, I haven't had anything to drink for 3 days. I'm on the verge of death, but I'm not missing this flight.
Like, yeah, I sprinted here the entire way.
I peed myself a little.
Yeah, peed myself a little. That's okay. It's all out. It's all out. It's in my pants.
That's right. I'm clean. Fine. Pat me down. Squeeze me. Squeeze me. Nothing will come out. I promise.
Whereas the French would just single out whoever was the most racist stereotype of piss. They'd be, you know, just picking one at random. They'd be like, right. Oh, Americans. Like, just get every American. We'd be like, that's discrimination against Americans. We're like, mm-hmm. No. You have these giant beverage bottles every time. You're constantly drinking like the filthy cattle you are, right? Slurp, slurp, slurp. Mm-hmm. We drinking. Suspect you.
Drinking. Like,
that's against our civil
water.
Liberty. Yeah.
Who will you give Australia? What college football team will you match with them? What, they did a Stanford Rice game a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that.
They also got Cal.
Yeah, they got Cal. I don't think I'm going to liberate everybody from the tyranny of geographic proximity and go more for what I would consider cultural compatibility.
Vibes only.
Yeah, to me, like, so a while, I don't know if you remember Apollo Ono, the short track speed skater. There was one time
when
Apollo Anton Ono. So he one time lost a race to two South Korean skaters, who shouts out to South Korea for doing this. I remember the announcers being super nationalist, like, that's dirty pool from the South Koreans. No, it was awesome. They tried to box him out and knock him over. That's exactly what you should do. Take out the giant American.
Bad
this is our
Pistons
sport.
Of speed skating.
Yeah, we loiter. We loiter in short track speed skating. South Koreans love that shit. Let them have it, all right? Don't do this stuff for the Wheaties box, all right? Let the South Koreans have it. They're going to take it anyway. All right? So the announcers were very disappointed, but then came along fourth place, now first place, which was an Aussie. There was an Aussie who finished first because everyone else in the race had wiped out and they were in the wall. That's the most Australian victory ever. Everyone in Australia was like, yeah, mate, that's how you do it. How did we get gold in short track? Everyone else fell over. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think of the college football equivalent of that. Someone who would succeed not really through steady, strivey, try-hard effort, but who would kind of fall like bass-ackwards into good things.
I think we can get there while also approaching it from another... I think there are two different reasons why a single university is checks all the boxes for Australia.
Okay.
One is, what's the kind of football player they most export to America?
Punter.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Do the Iowa Hawkeyes strive? would we accuse them of ambition on the football field?
Of building a championship machine? No, we wouldn't.
Do they get out there and go as fast as they can, or do they just sort of hope stuff bonks into each other, and and they accomplish this with I can't remember how many Australian punters they've had, but I don't know a reason why they would not acquire Australia's greatest punter every year.
So that's a really good point, Dan.
So in heaven there is no beer, big Iowa song. I think that's definitely Aussie compatible, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. They both
Just saying it, Hawkeye in a I'll see it. Hawkeye.
Iowa.
Are you gonna go for it on fourth down? No.
Nar. This is Irwar.
I love it. I think this is perfect.
That's a good fit.
Sorry, Australia.
Oh no. The other thing is, I suspect. Well, what's the time difference there? What time is it in Australia?
Can I try to answer this?
Yeah.
I think it is an 11-hour difference.
I think that looks to be roughly right.
So they're watching.
Obviously, Australia has multiple time zones, but
so most of them are getting Iowa at midnight local.
Yes, right? Correct.
Jesus.
Correct. And I think
so.
You want to
wrap that shit up quickly.
Yep.
No passing. Keep that clock moving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, like they, you know, they like soccer, rugby. Like they're not, you know, they're not exactly used to extremely high scoring sports there.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, the gambling addiction, we can work with that. Always
bet
the under.
That's true of any college football team at this junction.
Remember.
Nobody has
why. Remember, why invest in cryptocurrency when you can just double down on safe, reliable sports wagering?
DraftKings ad goes here.
That's right. I can't believe how serious I am in that opinion.
Yeah, it's always no jokes are being told. It's better for you in every way.
It's so much better for you. Do you want some weird looking scammer in a polycule to take your money for nothing, or would you rather have the joy of watching Philadelphia spit the bit against Washington on a Monday night?
For a minute I thought by weird looking scammer in a polycule you meant Russell Wilson, so I wasn't sure which way that was going.
I mean it now. Mr. Unlimited Partners and Arrangement.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then... well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called the Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Portugal. Who's your match for Portugal?
Ooh, okay. So with Portugal, we got, let's see, going to need kind of laid back. We're going to need maybe somebody who wasted an entire generation. Oh, A&M. Somebody who wasted an entire generation of players. There you go, A&M.
Did we pick? So I was going to say we should pick a Spain before picking a Portugal.
Okay,
just always
sure.
Pick on Portugal, well, Portugal by making them junior Spain. But
I think
this is perfect.
I think we just lined it up, didn't we, Daddy?
Is perfect because what in Spain, what do they like? They like big cows with big horns. So you two are stuck together forever.
We have allotted Spain to the University of Texas. When were you good? Many, many years ago.
Just a whole bunch of money in one big squarish shaped block of land.
Yeah, Spain is
producing
Spain is,
nothing.
Spain is very Texas, though, when you're like, well, what kind of money? Gold! Lots of gold!
Bullshit money.
Bullshit money. Did you guys like church? We really like church.
Are you extremely weird about how much you like? Oh, the weirdest. We've done the weirdest shit imaginable.
Is some of your sports involved in money laundering? Oh boy, you bet.
Do you have a separatist movement? Constantly.
Constantly.
I think this makes Mac Brown Francisco Franco, and perfect. That also kind of works.
I just like, this is a country where like the biggest war ever happened, and everyone was like, don't go in Spain. That's when shit gets too crazy.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. That also kind of makes like, you know, that also kind of makes like TCU the anarchist in the Spanish Civil War, which I'm fine with that, right?
Or Texas Tech, maybe.
I also they would hate that, being defeated by Matadors. I love that. Also, this is what did Texas Spain do? Shat a bunch of money all over the world and currently have like nothing to show for it.
Spain's kind of gone 7-5 for like a decade. So yeah, that really does scan.
Damn.
I love it. Along with, by the way, I'm just going to continue to draw the parallels: Austin and Barcelona.
Sure.
And Madrid and Dallas. This scans way better Jesus. Than I wanted it to.
So San Antonio is then Granada?
What's the most separatist one? That's Bilbao, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like some weird-ass person in El Paso is Bilbao, 100%. Where does that give I'm going to flip the globe a little bit here, okay? Japan, as what college football team do they get? You asked me, so I just give you the hard one.
All right. I think if we're going Japan, we need to go with, like, absolute titan of the 80s was, like, had the establishment fucking quaking and quavering to the point where everybody else was sort of like, this must be stopped. This is like an affront to everything we know and our entire sense of being. It is important
like that
going. It's also it also tails off drastically after that. But there's always sort of this like looming undercurrent of like any day now the resurgence is the Japan of the 80s is coming back because it just should because it just has to. And you look and you say like, well, Japan's kind of small. It doesn't have, you know, necessarily the natural resources that other places do. It's been picked on by other places. And then, of course, organized crime. Confuse this with a shitload of organized crime.
Yeah.
And that is why Spencer was correct in predicting that I'm going to award the University of Miami to Japan.
The divine wind. Literally
that's just, a different way of saying wide left, really, when you think about it.
Right, I want to tell you, that's brilliant fucking work, man. That's
and
great.
I think that makes Florida State China.
Oh God!
Oh, no.
Oh God! That's so many bad opinions.
I think that's right, and yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know who's North Korea in this scenario.
Sorry, I guess it's Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Probably.
Or South Korea.
A lot of shouting about how strong we are, but don't come here. We're not going to you.
That's it. Okay.
We're not leaving this couch. This is the best couch in the world.
I dare you to come here and say that to our faces where it counts.
Only Dennis Rodman is welcome here.
That's the only celebrity we like. I love that this means there is so much anime about the 80s hurricanes, which if ever there were a college football team, a point in history, that's the right choice.
Yeah.
That's the right choice.
So Japan is all about the U.
Japan. By the way, I do now want to see, because remember in the World Cup they were very fond of just kind of dragooning fans in Japan that they met on the subway. By they, I mean just anyone, any fans who were there. Like Ireland would just see some, you know, somebody who was like, "Hey, you want a beer?" And they were like, "Of course I want a beer. I'm on a train in Japan. Let's have a beer." And then they'd give them a beer and they'd be like, "Do you want to come to the game with us?" And inevitably this, you know, person speaking English with these Irish fans and the, like, you know, 100 words of English they knew was like, "This sounds fun. I would like to go." And they were like, "Okay, now we're going to paint you. I just want to see Japanese fans who, if you watch the World Cup, they went, the Rugby World Cup, they went so hard. Like, if they adopted a team, they did the face paint. They went full out. They learned all the songs. Like, they just went so hard for every team. This is my long way of saying Miami fans already dress up like Darth Vader and put on masks and do the full face paint thing. Whatever Japanese people do might involve surgery to resemble an ibis. Like, they might go that hard.
Respect, bro. I respect.
I have a respect.
That's fucking sick. Yep. That's fucking sick feet, bro. Yep.
I am now actually an ibis. I have become a hurricane.
I like that. So there's this thing, this like geographic determinism, where like if you live way up north, you're just kind of shit sucks and you know it, you know. And like I just look at the Big Ten and like the NFC North and like that whole part of the world, and I just look at like Scandinavia, and it's like y'all are so accustomed for this. Like you are somehow the happiest people on earth, despite like your environs and like and the music you've invented and all this shit. Like everything, you know, you're surrounded by like trees that look like witches, but you're fine with it. Like you are so equipped to watch Wisconsin football.
Yeah, 100%. Like that is it. By the way, it's Scandinavia. It's either we're totally happy, and those of us who aren't commit suicide cleanly, and or disappear into the woods. Like it's basically a zero or one. There's no in between.
Graham Mertz comes to Wicked Children on Easter and he steals their identity and he throws it in a pond.
What makes you think he can hit a pond?
It's a big pond. It's a very big pond.
He walks into the pond.
The pond sacks him, so to speak.
The wicked Graham Mertz, if you're not a good boy, he'll come.
I mean, that is, sometimes you got to take the layup, and really, like, so much of the Big Ten really does follow Scandinavia, right? If I were to
and a lot of the traveling trophies in the Big Ten feel sort of oddly Scandinavian, where it's like, oh yes, our family has built wooden turtles for 100 years.
this is very important trinket. Like, there's a lot of trinkets. You got trinkets and shit,
right? Right.
this bridge what, troll gave me a barrel.
what is this? This is a keg. Okay, why do you have
nails.
It?
It has nails.
It's been there a very long time.
Yeah, why should we not have it?
Shh, we mustn't ask questions.
It's time to eat fish on bread now.
I know culturally it's not a one-for-one fit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not an exact layup, but Finland was really scary in 1939, so I'm going to make them Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay, good. Right? That's a great fit.
Sure.
Kind of like
scary lots of other years.
Okay, so what if we're going this route, who gets Ohio State and who gets Michigan?
Fuck.
Okay, so Ohio State are the dumb loud ones, so they have to be Norway. Because everyone in Scandinavia is like, you know, no, we weren't Vikings. That's, you know, it's overplayed. Norway's like, bro, we were Vikings!
Hail Odin!
Hail Odin!
We dedicate this 70-point victory over Ball State to Odin.
Yeah, that's... every 70-point victory over Ball State should be devoted to Odin, damn it.
Fucking Broden.
Yeah, that's, and Sweden gets Michigan because they're
Michigan. Oh, I was gonna say Michigan.
I was gonna say
Michigan
Denmark,
gets,
but
Michigan's like Prussia, right? That's when everything was really cool back then.
Where's the Hague?
The Hague is in the
Netherlands.
That's a pretty good one for Michigan.
I could see them.
That's where
Michigan
the rules happen.
Yeah, right.
Where the appeals to the lawyers happen.
Everyone should ride bikes. Everyone should ride bikes.
When unfair things happen in the world, we have to go talk about it there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get the feeling that maybe at one point they all got insanely crazed over like coffee and tulips, right? Like, I'm passionate about tulips. You're like, that's the most Michigan opinion.
They're fascinating, and here's why.
Yeah. What did you like? Sailing and ice skating. And we love ice skating. Yeah. Netherlands might be Michigan. You know, I would also go ahead, and if we're going to award Denmark, Denmark has, like, Legos. They like to build shit, right? They're, like, the happiest people in the world, and they like avant-garde cooking and butter cookies, and they have an inordinate number of minks and hogs, right? So that, to me, says, I don't know, Wisconsin doesn't exactly fit, but they do drink a lot.
Yeah.
That's me literally listing everything I know about Denmark, which is way too much.
They eat a lot of porridge.
Americans should not know that much about Denmark.
I know there are a lot of hot dogs in Denmark, too, or at least in Copenhagen.
I'm assuming Denmark's national anthem is like, jump around, jump around. Mm-hmm. It's some horrible song made in 1991.
No, I think Denmark's national anthem is some oons oons thing, right?
Right.
Like, please rise, here are the lyrics.
Oh no, they get South Carolina. Shit.
Our happiest song is by House of Pain.
Actually, can we do that? Let's go ahead and give South Carolina Denmark. Just complete
great.
Luck.
Fuck. Perfect. Wow.
Perfect. Yeah, where's Darude from? Quickly looking up where Darude is from. Darude is from France.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Sometimes there are defectors.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sometimes you miss on a local product. It's okay.
That's okay. Just reboot, baby.
I think staying in the sort of the same geographic proximity, I think there is another layup. Notre Dame, as you might think, Italy, and I think you're close, because I think the actual answer is the Holy Roman Empire, based on, like, yeah, it was really powerful, but, like, in a bullshit way, and like it was all founded on lies, and like it didn't need to be powerful. Everyone just sort of agreed it
big
was
big fan base though. Big
oh
fan
shit
base.
Shitloads yeah, of fans man. Everywhere. Like, the reach
NBC
was ridiculous.
If NBC could get the Holy Roman Empire contract tomorrow, oh, they'd signed up for that shit.
The poor brand night. Was absurd, but
yeah. I think that's right. Yeah, because. Michigan, Notre Dame hasn't done enough to stake out the Italy. Like, Michigan has them beat on that front at this point, or at least Jim Harbaugh does. Most Catholic boy who ever did Catholic.
So I'm going to entertain this. If I said, great luxury and talent, disorganized, okay? Like, deeply, deeply disorganized. Occasionally corrupt and racked with grand scandal, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're shooting for with Italy, right? Long history. You need a long history.
Right.
Right? So that's where I'm kind of aiming. I don't have anyone in mind, but like that's where I think.
I don't think Oregon is scandalous enough to fit this, although there is sort of like a fashion tie-in that goes there potentially. The other thing you need is you need a lot of systemic instability for long stretches.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually going to reverse this because they are a top 10 team in terms of turning out NFL talent.
Yeah.
Right? They don't exactly travel on the road much.
Yeah.
Okay. Great, great high-end talent. A lot of systemic dysfunction, okay? Fondness for buffoony dictators, all right? Latest being Silvio Berlusconi or Urban Meyer. What I'm saying is I think Italy's Florida. Remember, Italy didn't exist as a country.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the unification of Italy took fucking forever. I get that.
Geographically, they're both danglers.
And it's 1990 is to 18, whatever the unification date was, right?
I wanna offer a counter argument.
Okay.
Beautiful historic architecture, some of the best weather and food and sort of vacation destination you can get to.
Gainesville's out.
but complete leadership vacuum for decades, mm-hmm. and inability to really take advantage of the natural advantages to leapfrog up in the success rankings. UCLA is Italy, in wow. my mind.
Damn.
Ooh, climate-wise, that's a really good mm-hmm. match.
Mm-hmm. And like Italy, I think UCLA is the place where everybody's like, oh, I would love to go there. I would love to visit the Rose Bowl. Do you want to work in it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't want to work there. That's crazy. I'm not living in UCLA. I'm not going to live in mm-hmm. Italy. That's a pipe dream.
And who was their last sort of championship-worthy coach? Bob Toledo! Roberto Toledo! Who do they have now? Chip Kelly. Yeah, that's fine.
That one doesn't work as well. He's from Northern Italy. It's more of like a Swiss thing.
Yeah. Jim Mora. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. Jim Mora, if you say it all as one word, you can convince me that Jim Mora is an Italian slur of some sort.
Jamel Mora.
Jamel.
Jamel Mora.
Carlito Dorrell.
Apostrophe. I-M-M-O-R-A. Jim Mora.
You know what? I accept that one. I like that one.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would want to, if I can do a parallel here.
This makes USC Greece, by the way, which obviously just makes sense.
Yeah. Things were incredibly awesome for a period. And then it ended.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, then you take a layup. And then you run the country like a, then you run the entire unit like a country club, right? My friend Philip, he will be an excellent economics minister, right? Like, let's make him Philip. What's your requirements? I ran a sandwich shop down in Santorini for a couple of years. You're hired. That's great.
Like there was a long period where USC Greece it appeared that it would conquer the world, could never be stopped, and would be on top forever. Things end.
Yeah. People die. Things end. The shutdown full cast.
Things splinter a little bit.
I love that one. Have we got any majors? I'm going to leave Russia off for controversy's sake.
That's kind of you. I thought that might be where you went with Ohio State, but I appreciate that.
No.
Well, Northwestern has already claimed Ireland, so we don't have to worry about that one.
They're the gods of Ireland.
They're the official team
of
Ireland. That's such a horrible fit, but they're stuck there because
it totally fits. It completely fits. Like, the whole Irish experience is move to America and have a terrible time. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Iceland is Boise State. Just over here doing good things. Hi. Mm-hmm. Just over here mm-hmm. being a nice little mid-major. Mm-hmm. You know? Just us over here.
Does that make Greenland, Idaho? Greenland. Where it's like, I don't think it exists anymore.
Like, who does Iceland hate? Does Iceland really hate anyone
right.
besides Instagram Americans?
Where are you putting nobody? Washington State?
Where okay. is prepared for Washington State? What has the infrastructure and the capability to withstand what's coming? Just like 1,000 people who can drink a lot.
That's, hold on a second. I'm just going to, I think we have our answer, by the way. Cold, heavy drinkers, right? And that's really my only two things
Antarctica. That I need to tell you. The brave researchers of Antarctica.
I was going to pick the semi-sovereign region of Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the same
sure.
thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Faroe Islands in Antarctica.
Ach, yeah, the police! Pullman.
Yeah, the police!
Either way, they're researching how drunk can people possibly get.
Yep.
What is the upper limit of drunk?
At what point does the drunk catch up to my cold, right? Like, right. I'm warm. Ah, now I'm drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes Wales UW?
Yeah, that's acceptable. Well, okay. Wales to me, and Wales and West Virginia, all right, both fond of leeks and coal. Leeks and coal.
You remember the years Prince Charles spent in West Virginia?
Can we send Pitt to Wales so we can have Welsh words in Pitt dialect?
Wow.
Pitt accents?
Boy.
I sure as hell wouldn't stop
it. The most impossible sound imaginable.
Do they have French fries in Wales?
They do now.
They do. The Chippy.
I was gonna put Pitt in Belgium for that reason.
Jens want to go down to the Chippy. Yeah, I could see this. This is fine.
Pat Narduzzi's name remains the same. You just removed all the vowels.
Yeah,
some W's.
Pat Narduzzi. Pat
Narduzzi. What team do we award to the UK? We have not given, not just the UK, but to England specifically. Yes, England proper. I fear this is going to be the most insulting one. So yeah. I'm really ready for it. So one, decline. We need a team that's in decline.
Decline punctuated by occasional moments of brilliance that also lead to disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
If we're using a soccer parallel here,
I'm gonna use nationally.
Sure.
Although there's fewer moments of brilliance, we're talking nationally.
So who? All right. Well, let's do it this way. Who is the Liz Truss of college football?
Is this like Mississippi State ranking number one for like a week? in their history.
Okay, so this will be tricky because there is an obvious religious clash here. But I think you can make the case that Notre Dame is the United Kingdom.
See, sure. I was going to go... We have to do a little bit of character consolidation here.
In this case, George O'Leary is the Liz Truss, just for the record.
Yeah. I was going to do a little bit of character consolidation here and suggest that when I think of England, I assume that you think of the same thing I do, which is, why is that person in charge? What do they do? And occasionally they do something good, but overall it's a long slide into decline despite some real talent. So I'm going to go ahead and suggest that maybe England is Penn State.
Damn.
Still good. But like, what are any of y'all doing?
The lion is a very natural fit for English iconography. So I can see that working.
Having a lot of passionate feelings about the lack of design on the helmet.
Yeah.
One interminable reign of a figurehead for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love Zombie Nation.
Yeah.
Zombie Nation and normal ice cream.
they like to sing Seven Nation Army at their sporting events. I know that's everyone, but you know. Go with me.
The one thing that I think is missing, to be England, you need to have like a variety of confusing rituals and baubles. And like what is the black rod of Penn State football? Do you know what I mean?
A schmiskit. Okay. A Wawa hokey.
Okay.
So
you have me in, sir, but I think my case runs out when we get to baubles, trinkets, and totems.
So when I think of England, I think of not just massive ongoing decline, self-induced over and over. How bad can it get? Collapse after collapse. The laughing stock of the world, the country America makes fun of.
Yep.
Pretty weird, but also this like opinion of itself that is both destined to rule the world, and also like deeply ashamed of not thinking you're better than your entire continent and you should leave and you should go be your own great thing that's not held back by the lowlifes of Germany and France. And then you find, really cool. And yet what you are is you're Nebraska.
I want to
offer one more.
Okay.
If England is defined as empire and is defined for much of its history, not for necessarily what is happening in its own territory, but what is happening outside of those walls and about how it grows and expands and its influence. And the last 100 years are about how that influence continues to wane and about how the former colonies have sort of realized that the need for Britain is not that great. Not that combine mm-hmm. that with a continually decaying political system and devolution in some cases, where power is spinning back to not just the former colonies, but places like Ireland. I think England is the NCAA.
Wow.
I think England is the former superpower figurehead that everyone is just like, we don't need you anymore.
That's really good. Because like in a lot of ways, England is like, there are two kinds of countries. One is all the countries and the other is England, right? It is this separate thing that like operates in its own bizarre, like quasi-religious way. Whereas like every, you know, there's authoritarian countries, there's democracies or whatever, but they all like put a person in charge. And then there's this whole other country where there's a person in charge and they're in charge of nothing.
And like Mark Emmert looks like he could be vaguely British. If you were like, oh yeah, he's ninth in line for the crown, I'd be like, absolutely buy that.
So Mark Emmert.
His blood looks weak.
It does, though.
Doesn't look like a robust man.
Just trim off his fucking mullet and you have a little lord.
And question time. That's basically when the college football ranking committee is like, let's tell you what our stupid decision was and you can yell at us for 10 minutes.
Sir, how dare you, sir? Yeah, so like both of these were like at their like peak power right after World War II. Mm-hmm. And like mm-hmm. since then, everyone just sort of started picking them apart and making fun of them, right?
Their most recent like actual total victory was like in the early 80s. So it was their Falklands War. Yeah, got it.
Damn.
You know, where they didn't go after like an actual, they weren't like, Ohio State, let's tussle. They were like, fuck you, SMU. Let's go after the Argentina of college football.
The empire thrives. The empire abides. Our power is unquestioned. We have taken down some guys from Dallas.
Yeah.
And we've won some sheep and rocks. Sheep and rocks.
So, one I keep coming back to is sort of like Egypt as sure. in terms of historically, because like we have like these fading empires and then there's like, you want to talk about who used to be really good. It's like way before all this other shit. Like Egypt had like empires rise and fall and rise and fall and rise and fall before the time that we like most of us learn about even in history class, like begin, you know what I mean? Like,
sure. Yeah,
like Romans thought of the Egyptian empire as like
major contributions to architecture and math and schools of absolutely.
Yeah. Like Ptolemy is out here like figuring out the universe with a stick and the sun before we're out of the mud, right?
Yeah. I look at like Michigan in like 1900 is playing like super futuristic, nearly impossible football and like, I mean, that to me, like looking, we think of like college football history as like, oh, forever ago, it was like Army 1945. Well, like at that point, they looked back at Michigan decades and decades earlier as like, you know, 1900, 1901 Michigan as like, that was the greatest shit ever. I think the length of college football history lends itself to like just there's so many more risings and fallings than you ever think about, and that to me is how whenever you look at like long-term history, it just strikes you over and over again how many times Egypt has risen and fallen.
Can I talk you into a Georgia Tech for that option? because
engineers?
The other part of this is that nobody looks at Georgia
ancient
nobody,
math
nobody's like, you know who's gonna, you know who's next, you know who's the next superpower, Georgia Tech or Egypt? We're all like, that's all in the past, and it's fine. The past is fucking cool.
That's true. Like, hey, the pyramids, 222-0. Mm-hmm. How did either of these things happen? Wow, they were really good a long time ago, man. I don't know what to tell you.
And the answer is abusive labor practices.
Yeah.
They both all his belongings.
They built shapes. That's one of their greatest accomplishments.
There you go.
We figured out how to build really cool shapes.
Mm-hmm. That is worship,
weird animal worship.
That's absolutely terrifying. This would also leave me to believe we have one big one we have to assign, and I think I have to do it with it, it's a difficult one because you have to get ancient history, like multiple, like an ancient history so deep, and you have to get a current rise. So in order to properly assign the PRC a team, right, first of all, you have to admit it's an impossible task. What you would actually need to do is break it down to like four different countries and give Sichuan a team from Texas, because Sichuan is basically Chinese Texas, right? We're bigger, right? That might be easier to do with NFL teams. But if you just want to give one to the entire nation of China, they have to have a super deep history. They have to have recent oncoming success that probably hasn't peaked yet. Correct? And they're going to have just like numbers, like big numbers. So like, who is that? I don't even know if that exists.
I feel like you have to combine Georgia and Alabama.
And UCF.
Right, because you said oncoming success. Yes, correct.
And numbers, mostly.
Yeah, and numbers.
Like,
that would...
Like, the amount of history China has generated is like, yeah, it's not just one team, right? Yeah, like, no. And you need two big, big power teams.
This would be the theoretical mega team that Alabama and Auburn would be, or Mississippi and Mississippi State would be if you combined them, too. Right?
The entire state of Alabama is China.
Yeah,
everyone,
sure.
All of you. Troy, yep. You have a part to play.
Yep.
Throw in.
UAB.
Like unification, like the Alabama team, Earl-a-Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Alabama actively trying to like destroy UAB.
That's Taiwan.
Yeah.
UAB is Taiwan.
UAB is 100. Yeah. You will be part of the Alabama system. Right down to like having to refer to them by initials. Oh yeah, this is.
There has got to be some shit in Chinese history called like the Iron War, right? Like
sure.
Somewhere in there. There's probably like 400 years of it, right? So there you go.
Yeah, there is. I will not fact check that. It just happened. Yes.
Also, if you told me Alabama invented fireworks, I'd believe that.
Well, we had to because we were winning all the time.
Crazy thing is they've always been illegal, but we invented them.
So I think the, I'm kind of an idiot, but like one thing I have encountered smarter people saying is that in terms of history generated, you would expect more of it to have been recorded in India. Like India has been like relatively surprisingly quiet for lots of it, which isn't to say that, you know, they have generated, you know, endless art, religions, you know, like, but the, it compared to China, you would expect something kind of similar, but it's been there are periods of Indian history where we know a lot less than you would expect. So, like maybe India is sort of a maybe a team that you would expected to win a lot more. Maybe they're Georgia. It's like you look at Georgia's history and you think like they've won two titles, right? Two, three produced, titles,
and produced so much good talent. Right? Like talent and people and geniuses and people that you're just like, wow, man, I think it might be India. That would be it.
Like, this is by so many metrics one of the most powerful, amazing countries in the world.
Yeah.
And also only a couple championships.
Thank you for now putting in my head the idea of Stetson Bennett, hero of the continent of India. In case he doesn't have enough titles.
He might accomplish it.
I'm not putting it past him. I've now decided to just stop underestimating him in any respect, right? If somebody was like, who figured out cold fusion? And they're like, fuck, it was Stetson Bennett.
This also kind of works because like I feel historically India is like rife with rivals in multiple directions.
Surrounded,
Yeah, and that's very Georgia too. Tennessee, does this make you Pakistan? Unclear. must do more research.
Give me a minute. I'm going to plug in my computer and I'm going to think about Tennessee because there's a really good answer here.
Okay.
he's actually plugging
in his computer.
At first, I thought this was like
some sort of metaphor of I'm putting my thinking cap on. No, he's literally putting a hat on.
I'm accessing the Tennessee part of my brain now.
Mm-hmm. This is good. This is a well-run podcast.
This is rich with drama.
We should note Holly's not here. For those of you who may be wondering, we haven't just been waiting for her. It would be great if Holly had been here the whole time but refused to talk because Spencer had not introduced her. But she's just not.
Rules are rules.
That's true.
Rules are rules. So, Tennessee. Actually, three different countries, right? Mm-hmm. So you need a place that was kind of split up.
We're trending Germany.
Let's see. You would need a place that had had some recent dysfunction, like a long stretch of recent dysfunction. You would need a place that had, let's see, its own distinct cultural identity, right? At least in three ways where nobody got along.
And it's not just that it's three places. It's that it's three places that don't like each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Then where there's real beef.
Yeah.
Right? In three distinct parts. Damn. It, you know, there is a point, if I can use it in time, where they're Yugoslavia before the breakup, right? Like there's a point where Tennessee is Yugoslavia.
Can I make a recommendation here?
Oh, please.
I think, based on what you've described, I think Tennessee is America.
I thought maybe Clemson was America, given the obsession with religion, the insufferable nature of their fans, the fact that they keep playing their song over and over. That's a little Tennessee. That's a little bit of an argument for Tennessee.
Sorry, if you extrapolate sort of Clemson's history and map it onto like America's history, it's like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're the best.
Yeah,
and like, you believe you have always been the best.
Yeah, we helped defeat the evil world power, Alabama, Germany, in the Great War. Mm-hmm. But our leaders of that time are tainted for one reason or another. There's some problems with the great savior.
Immediately wearing out your welcome with the rest of the world. Just immediately, as hard as possible. Yeah. Becoming obnoxious overnight.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about all heroes. This the entire time. And I'm pretty convinced that Clemson is America.
What do we like? Fried chicken, bright colors, a little bit of exercise trotting down a hill, just a little
not
bit, but you better
much.
Drive me to the hill first.
Yeah, all our traditions.
Not running up a hill, down it.
All our traditions are stolen from other places.
That's true. We have
just
we have
like America, you beat the shit out of South Carolina. America did that once.
Yep.
Wait, you fired a shot at us? Okay, motherfucker.